Dennis said that I've given lots and lots and lots of talks during the COVID lockdown. It just shows you can lock down a person, but you can't lock down their mouth. Nor can you stop, like Dhamma, good teachings and practices being spread around the whole world. When one thing locks down, when one door closes, many other doors open. And the doors for spreading the Dhamma, meditating, and enjoying one another's company over the internet is still very, very open. So now, to start the meditation today, if you can close your eyes with the eyes closed, relax to have this wonderful idea of letting go of too much control, just letting the body decide how it wants to sit, or if you're laying down, how you want to lay down. And to make it very clear that the body knows much better than you how to be comfortable. You start in the usual way by asking your legs, as you're sitting, as you're folded, as you're dangling over the edge of a chair, are you comfortable? And really mean it. When you ask a question of your body, you'll be ready to give an answer. Hear that answer. And if your legs tell you that you are uncomfortable, then move them. Adjust them. It's actually caring. Caring for your body. We say a lot about compassion and loving kindness in Buddhism. This is practicing it. So I look at my legs and make sure they're all comfortable. Sometimes you may get it wrong. If you do, later on in the meditation, you can move your legs. But move them slowly, mindfully, knowing you're doing this for kindness, for compassion, for care. And once your legs have been cared for, then go to your butt, your bottom, making sure that too is comfortable. So you don't need to fidget during the meditation. It's one less problem you have to deal with later on. Then you move to your back. You feel it. You don't give it orders and try and fulfill some sort of position which you saw in a book. You find what your back needs to do and the position it feels comfortable in. Reminding your back that this is a position where you want to stay without movement for half an hour. So I'm aware of my back, relaxing it, knowing it, caring for it. And doing this every time I meditate means that I soon get to know in detail how my back is best situated. And I know how to listen when it needs an adjustment here, an adjustment there. Until my back is usually very comfortable. And I check my shoulders, knowing those muscles and knowing how to loosen them. The same way that I know how to turn up the corners of my mouth or turn them down. I learn how to relax muscles in my shoulders. I'm aware of the feelings there. And I'm aware when those feelings change that the muscles have loosened. And go down my arms, past my elbows, to my hands, making sure the hands are comfortable, asking them, is this how you want to be? And back out to my shoulders, to my neck. Making sure the neck is not stressed because the head is not balanced properly on top of the neck. And making sure the throat is at ease. And then moving up to my facial muscles. Just like I relax my shoulders, I got to know those muscles. I know the muscles around my eyes and my mouth. And my forehead too. I ask them, are you okay? Do you want to relax? I always want to relax. So I allow the muscles to loosen. I can feel the relaxation of the muscles around my eyes happening. Around the bridge of my nose too. And down to the muscles around my mouth. My awareness can pick up those change of sensations and know that it is a relaxation. And then I notice my whole body, not in parts, but as one unit, sitting here, relaxed, at ease. I notice all of it. And soon, I realize it's a pleasant experience to be relaxed. I know the joy of relaxation, the delight of a body which is just sitting here, calm, peaceful, content. Hardly any irritation in it at all. It's comfort, and comfort is delightful. It's like I don't take the sense of relaxation for granted. I enjoy it. I see its value. And then I move to my peaceometer. How peaceful am I from 1 to 10? 1 is really peaceful, 10 is agitated. I know how peaceful I am or how agitated. But I don't become proud or guilty. It's just nature, that's all. I just know. Once I know peace, or how much there is inside, I also know how to increase that peace, how to move the reading closer to one. No past, no future. Now is where my future is made anyway. This is the only time I have. I really, really want a good future. I make it now. Just having the confidence not to worry about what's coming next. And having the freedom not to be a prisoner of the past. It allows me to be free in this moment. Feel peace. Peace only exists now. You won't find it any other place. And I find delight in that peace. It's very attractive. So attractive that I don't need to say anything inside. I don't need to take notes. A lot of that inner thought is caused by dissatisfaction, not being at ease from the delight silence is. Like, I don't need to try and describe what I'm experiencing. Don't need to capture it or give it a name. Silently aware. As usual, the awareness focuses on my breathing. Just the breath coming in and going out. It's important not to make the breath happen. Just let it come to you when it's ready. You're not controlling your body or your mind. You're getting to know it, making peace with it, caring for it. Stay aware of your breathing. Fast or slow, long or short, the breath decides, not you. And that way you relax in your own breathing. And even that starts to feel delightful. And all you're experiencing is the breath happening right now. Only one in-breath or one out-breath. Half a breath. Fraction of a breath. Just that part which is happening right now. Nothing more to observe. was just part of this breath. getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside your mind? Is it comfortable in there? At peace, at ease. It's so delighting it. And the more peaceful your body is, sorry, the more peaceful your mind is, how relaxed is your body? Sometimes you get so relaxed in your body, it's like the body's not there. You're just enjoying the breath going in and going out. And now it is close to the time to end this meditation. So come back to your body. Notice how the legs feel. The butt, the back, shoulders and hands, the neck and the face. So at ease. I'm now going to ring the gong. Please listen to every ringing of the gong when the third ringing vanishes. That's the signal to open your eyes to end this meditation.